Hey there, it's me, Kelsey Humphreys, host and producer of The Pursuit, best-selling author of Go Solo, and journalist, podcaster, quick pep talker, all kinds of things. I'm so glad that you are watching this free video series on how to get unstuck. Because I know that you're watching this feeling like you're not really in control anymore, you're not really yourself, you're not creative, you're not doing what you love. You've suddenly run out of steam on multiple areas of your life and you just can't get your mojo back. I totally understand. I was there. I've been there. And there's so many things online of lists of things to do and 30-day training and 60-day training and 90-day training. Let's break it down to like right now, okay? I want you to get unstuck right now. So I'm going to tell you in these in the following steps how to do that and how to do it quickly, and hopefully you're going to feel back to being a more vibrant, creative, happy, you know, actually doing what you say you're going to do, more yourself, all of that within the next week. Okay, I know that I'm promising you big results, which means it's going to take a little bit of a commitment on your part. And the truth is, you've probably committed to the extent that you've maybe read books or read blogs or watched video series, and none of that really gave you the motivation you needed, right? You maybe got inspired, but it didn't get you going. Well, that's because it wasn't what I'm calling step one, and that is, it wasn't action, you guys. In fact, you've taken action by just deciding to click a few extra times and actually watch this video and get the worksheet. You've actually taken some action. It was teeny tiny, but it counts. Because the number one thing to do is take action. Even if that means that right now you bail on this video, you never watch the rest of it, you don't do anything, but you decide to get up and go write, or get up and go start cleaning the kitchen, or get up and go start updating your resume, whatever it is, action is the key to all success. But I know that's not really enough to really get you pumped and get you going. So let's dive into a few other steps to get you unstuck quickly. All right, so step number one was to take action, which you've done. Step number two is to figure out where you're most stuck. Because honestly, a lot of times in life we'll say, well, the reason that I'm stuck is my weight, and my weight is weighing me down. I just can't get anything done with my health. But in reality, you're stuck in a job you hate 40 hours a day, so you're stress eating, or your marriage is not going well, or you're in a toxic living situation with horrible roommates, and all of that is causing your health to spiral out of control, right? Or sometimes, you know, you think like, I just can't get motivated to work on my writing each day, when in reality, you've let your house totally get disorganized and so disheveled. There's so many piles, you're like borderline hoarding, and that is stifling your creativity, and you know it to be true. So somewhere in your life is the crux of why you're really stuck. Maybe your spiritual life, you're not meditating anymore, you're not reading the word, you never pray, you don't go to church. Maybe you've fallen out of touch with someone who's really important to you, your relationship fell apart, or you don't talk anymore, and you know you need to repair that relationship before you can be your happy, healthy self. But that's not where we're gonna focus our energy, because that was like heavy, right? Like suddenly I went from like, hey, let's get motivated, to like some heavy stuff. That's not where we're gonna start in order to get you unstuck, but you need to know what it is, okay? I want you to take some time to think about what it really is. Working on it is a goal. Like, to get to the point where you're working on that massive, big, important, heavy thing, that's a goal that we can put off for a while. Right now, we wanna get you unstuck, we wanna get you motivated and inspired and productive again, so we're not gonna focus on the giant thing, all right? But we are gonna know what it is, because it's part of what's driving all the other problems in your life. Because you probably feel like there's multiple areas where you're stuck. You're stuck in your health, you're stuck in your relationship, and you're stuck at work. I mean, they all tie together, right? So make sure that you know what the biggest one is. But the next step is to pick one of those top few things, if you listed three different areas where you're stuck, and figure out which is the easiest one to take action right away. So for example, one thing you could do is you could decide, okay, I'm gonna start with my health, and I'm going to focus on that first right now this week to start feeling better. Or you could decide, okay, I'm just going to start organizing my home. That's going to help with everything else. Or you could say, you know what, that's it. I'm going to update my resume. I'm going to focus on getting a new job. Because those things are easier than repairing a marriage or, you know, reversing years of bad habits or, you know, heavy things. It's easier to instead, let's just start changing our environment a little bit. Let's start with working on something easier to change, okay? So step three is to pick whatever out of the few areas in your life that you're stuck or most stuck, pick the one that you can easily start working on it today, okay? And then step number four is to make a goal for that area. But the thing is, we get a little bit overwhelmed about goals, and I know you're probably like, ugh, this is like everything else. I don't want to make goals. Well, calm it down. Let's make a goal that, you know, you would feel good, and maybe it's like 30 minutes and it's to clean out one closet, or it's to find where your resume is on your computer, or it's to, okay, right now I'm going to go chug a bunch of water, or right now I'm going to decide, you know, at lunch not to have a burger and instead I'm going to have a salad. Listen to me, once you start doing just something small, you feel that rush of endorphins and confidence and, you know, just inspiration again that you can do what you say you're going to do. You can keep promises to yourself. Look and make eye contact with me right now because you need to know that you can, okay? You're a rock star and you can do what you say you're going to do. You can hold up your end of the bargain with yourself. Trust me, I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but it's the truth, all right? The next step is to take the first goal that you made and supersize it to last for the next 3 days or maybe the next week. For example, I want you to take that goal of I'm gonna have a salad instead of a burger and I want you to make it, or I'm gonna work out right now to I'm gonna work out 3 times this week. Or, you know, instead of just getting your resume out, I'm actually gonna find 4 jobs that I can apply to and I'm gonna apply to them. Or instead of just organizing the pantry, I'm going to actually have a garage sale and get rid of all this junk. Now the difference with those types of goals, once you supersize it, is that it needs to be inspiring. I want you to think right now, what would get me so pumped a week from now if I had actually done it? Because just like, oh, I drink water every day for, you know, I drink 2 bottles of water every day. That doesn't get you pumped. So you bail. Day 3, I'm over it. You know, because it wasn't exciting enough. It wasn't interesting enough. Having the thought of a week from now, you could have had a garage sale and got rid of half the piles in your house and all the junk that's weighing you down. Doesn't that get you pumped? Or the idea that a week from now, you could have 4 interviews lined up to totally get a new job and change your entire life? Or that a week from now, you could have started some fitness plan and already be 7 days in, 7 days out of like a 21-day challenge or something? That is inspiring. So you take your goal and you supersize it to a level where you're gonna be less likely to give up on it. I don't want you to give up because it's just boring and it's uninspiring. You're worth it, but you gotta make some goals that get you pumped so that you don't bail, okay? Now, the next step is to take the goal that you just made and write everything out that it will take to do it. So if your goal is to have a garage sale, you know, within the next week, you're gonna have a lot of tiny little things you need to do. You know, you may need to make a list for each room or categories like, you know, household items, kids' old toys, clothes, whatever. Okay, if it's to get, you know, start your path to a new job, it would be something like updating LinkedIn, updating my resume, researching such and such, you know, finding jobs, and then sending out emails to figure out who to contact, getting some thank you notes. There might be tons of things, okay? With your health, you know, there could be, you might have a whole diet plan where you need to go to the grocery store and you need to make recipes and you need to do some batching of your foods that, you know, you need to do some meal prep. All that stuff, I want you to take the time to write it out. Write out everything it will take to do that goal. I know right now you're like, this is not making me feel unstuck. This is making me feel overwhelmed. I don't like it. I don't like it. I know. Hold on though, because I'm about to blow your mind. Now, if you look at that list that you made, 80% of that stuff is almost worthless. Like, you don't need to do it all. Focus on the top 20% of things on that list that are going to give you the most results fastest, the highest return on your investment of time. For example, I know a lot of us will sit there and we'll obsess over the intro paragraph on our resume, and you'll be thinking about the fonts and the colors, and maybe you'll spend time researching trends in resumes, how to make your resume stand out. None of that's gonna make as much of an effort and as much of a return and a result as actually applying for things online or actually researching jobs that you want, right? Which of those is gonna be a better return? What you have to do is look at everything on your list and then maybe next to it to the side say, high rate of result or low rate of result? Is this gonna make a lot of difference or little difference? With the garage sale example, I know a lot of us would be like, well, I wanna get some cute bins and some cute price tags, and maybe I'll get a labeler. And you want to get rid of your junk, do you not? So you could just, you know, start making some piles, put a post-it note on a table and be like, everything in this pile is a quarter, done-ski. Or you could just start taking pictures of things and posting them on your neighborhood Facebook group and be like, all right, you know, 10 bucks or best offer. Suddenly things are flying out of the door and you are feeling lighter and lighter by the second. That's not to say that you can't do KonMari and touch everything and, you know, go through some detailed process with whatever your goal is. But if you're stuck right now and you're feeling a little bit depressed and sluggish and unmotivated, I don't want you to embark on some 6-month journey. I want you to get something out the door in the next week. I want you to crush it. Okay, I want you to remember how awesome you are. I want you to remember what it's like when you are your rock star self. So to do that, let's just get some stuff moving, okay? So look at your list, cross a bunch of stuff off, and then hone in on the things that really matter. All right, now obviously the next step after you make a list of things to do is to start doing those things. But I want to give you a hack so you don't get too overwhelmed. And that is to become a master swapper. Just start swapping activities and suddenly you'll be getting a lot more done. For example, swap one episode of whatever show you love for organizing out, you know, one of your pantries that you're gonna get squared away for the garage sale. You know, when you're in line somewhere like the post office or the grocery store and you normally would be scrolling on Facebook, instead scroll through job postings. Okay, if you normally, you know, sleep until 7, maybe swap out 30 minutes of that time so that you can do yoga, or, you know, swap out unhealthy meals for healthy one. That's an obvious example. Swap out Coke for water. It doesn't have to be rocket science, guys. We overcomplicate things. We overthink things. We make it so hard because we are perfectionists, or because we're lazy, or because we're scared, or because we just have been stuck for so long, we forgot how to take action. And obviously some of this is gonna be sitting down and doing the work. But I want you to think about it in terms of 15 minute chunks of time, 30 minute chunks of time, an hour of time, because you are capable of doing so much when you are focused for a short amount of time. If you're like, all right, I'm overhauling this one room for 15 minutes, go. You know, no phone notifications, you turn everything else off. Suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, I got so much done. I'm just gonna move on to the next room. Or you decide, okay, I'm going to focus on my resume for 30 minutes and it's done. And then you even got to pick some fun fonts and colors and research how to do your objective statement. Consider making time limits for yourself. You know, I'm gonna get this done in 30 minutes and I'm not gonna let myself go over. So if at 30 minutes, you know, there's a few things I wish I had still done, too bad. Maybe I'll get to it in my 30 minute chunk tomorrow. All right, if you start doing that, you're swapping things out and you're thinking of things in 15, 30 minute, maybe an hour chunks over the next 3 to 7 days, you are going to start killing it, okay? Trust me, I know it sounds so simple and it is. Now, the reason I've given you this handy phone checklist that I gave you so that you have the image in your photos on your phone, because you're gonna wanna get off track and you're gonna wanna do all this other stuff and you're gonna want to like spend 3 hours doing things and you're gonna end up getting overwhelmed again, all right? So stay on track and give yourself chunks of time and become a swapper of time and swapper of activities and swapper of all kinds of stuff, okay? This leads me to our next step, which is later on than you probably expected, but that is to talk publicly about what you're doing, about your goal. I want you to wait to talk about this until after you've made a little bit of progress. So if you pause this video and you go and you, you know, go through your entire closet and make a pile for a garage sale, and then tomorrow you do something else, and then the third day you decide to tell your best friend, hey, guess what? I'm having a garage sale. I'm finally getting rid of all this junk, and I've already da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you tell your friend, I am finally getting organized, I'm overhauling my house, I've already, you know, reorganized my pantry, or I'm getting a new job, I already applied for 4 jobs, I redid my resume. You know what the response is almost always gonna be from that person? Oh my gosh, you did? You already did that? Oh, that would take me forever. It would take me years to get my stuff together. It would take me hours to do my pantry, but you're gonna know at that point. When you tell them, like, well, I found this crazy person on the internet and she made this video about 8 ways to get unstuck, and she told me to just start taking action and do it in small chunks and to swap one activity for another, next thing you know, my whole house was organized. The thing is, you guys, we are way more capable than we think we are. So we're always selling ourselves short. So that person is gonna be so impressed with you. And more importantly, you're going to feel good when you share with them. You're going to feel like the rock star that you are. You're gonna get back to feeling like yourself, like you're in control, like you're making contributions, like you're being creative. If you tell someone you're working on your next book and you already wrote 3 chapters, their jaw will hit the ground. And here's the thing about this. I want you to make sure you wait, because people are tired of hearing from other people about what we're all going to do. Are we not? Because we've all read one too many things on the internet, and we've all watched one too many videos, like this one with yours truly, from whatever guru saying whatever, and we're tired of hearing about what other people's, you know, their goals are that they're going to do. And most of us never follow through, and we also never post that part, do we? Okay? So, and for you yourself, you're also tired of talking about it. Whether you know it or not, you're tired of the millions of times you said, well, I'm going to give up sugar. Well, I'm going to overhaul my resume and get out of this place. Well, I'm going to finally write my book. Well, I am going, you're tired of saying it, aren't you? Whether you realize it or not, you totally are. So wait to talk about what you're doing until you've gotten a few steps in, you've taken some action. That person will think you're a rock star. You will feel great, and it's going to perpetuate this so that you get to a week or you get to 2 weeks of taking action. Now, we're basically at the last step, which is to look at what you've accomplished. It's a week from now, from watching this video. You've accomplished a ton. You've gone on these interviews, or you have them lined up. You have your, you know, house in order, or you've worked on your book every single day, whatever your goals are, and you're starting to see some progress. It's time to really look at the goals and revise and make another one. And I want you to start at step 3, which is you're making a goal, then you supersize it a little bit, then you make your list, then you cross most of the stuff on your list out. So you just repeat this process until you're in a rhythm of action. I want you to get into a rhythm of action. I wish someone had sat me down and told me this years ago when I just kept reading and kept watching, kept spinning my wheels. Action gives you clarity. Once you get to this step where you look at what you've done over the last week, what you've accomplished, you can see what you enjoyed, what you hated, what worked, what didn't work. That's how you gain clarity. You're sitting there watching these videos like, I don't know what to do next. I don't know where to start. Doesn't matter. Start, because action will give you the next, you'll start to see. Taking the step makes the path show up. It's crazy, but it's true. I want to make 2 notes, even though we've wrapped up this way to get unstuck quick pep talk video. One note is that you need to give yourself time to test things. So, you know, if you've been going for a month and there's some areas in your life where you're really great at swapping and some where you're really not, those things need to be evaluated so that you don't get burnt out. So if a month goes by and you still hate waking up 30 minutes early, switch it to evening so that you don't bail. I don't want you to give up on these small goals and processes and things that you want to change, and by doing that, give up on your big dreams and goals. Like small, disciplined, diligent efforts. That's what leads to creating your amazing dreams and goals, to making your dream life a possibility, to creating what you feel like you're called to do, and impacting lives and touching other people, and, you know, being courageous and confident, and having control over your life and what you're doing and what you're creating and how you spend your time, and having freedom. All of that comes from really fine-tuning these, you know, changes in your life, creating routines, and you have to give yourself time to test. Successful people test what's working, and if it's not working, they just change the method. They don't give up on the goal, okay? So just a note to make sure you give yourself time to test. Then the other note I want to tell you is that if you have a lot you want to do, if you want to change the world, you want to, you know, start your own business, you want to totally change industries, you want to get promoted 3 times, you want to do big stuff, you're probably going to need a coach. Now, I hope you choose me. Full disclosure. But I'm a success coach and I want to work with you either on a monthly basis, 3 months, 6 months, but it doesn't have to be me, okay? It could be a mentor that you find. It could be an accountability buddy who's on a different level than you. Try not to partner up with someone who's on a further behind in their self-improvement journey or their journey on whatever it is your goals are, okay? I hope that this pumped you up and inspired you and got you, you know, feeling at least inspired enough to go do something right now. And then I hope you download the phone image so that you have this list on your phone so that you can get unstuck over and over and over again. Remember, we want to be in an environment, in a habit of massive action where you just keep taking action, keep making the list, crossing stuff out, testing, doing it again, swapping things out. Make it just part of your everyday life and suddenly you will be really successful. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but it's true. You have so much potential. You are a rock star at so many things. Whether you've been that way lately or not, it's still true, okay? Well, I hope this gave you the motivation you needed to be your rock star self. For some additional help, I want you to know that I made an audio of this so you can take it on the go with you on your phone or listen while you're doing other things. And I also have some additional resources for you, like a link to my free Facebook group so you can have an accountability group and you can post in there about your progress over 7 days. I also have the link to my coaching program, which I really hope you'll consider if you have big dreams and goals and you want to get a lot accomplished. And then lastly, of course, you can always watch tons more free videos from me on Facebook or YouTube or at kelseyhumphreys.com. Thank you so much for taking the time for yourself to watch this, for investing in yourself by getting the image for your phone, for investing in yourself knowing that just because you haven't been a rock star lately doesn't mean you aren't still an amazing, super capable, super talented human being. You just got a little stuck. And now, starting today, that is no more, right? If you enjoyed this, I hope you will tweet me or Facebook me or let me know. Because I really want to know that I'm helping people with these with this free video. So thanks so much for watching. You are awesome. Go be your best self and put out your best work. And if you want more from me, you can find pretty much everything at kelseyhumphreys.com.